bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
The Escape Pod on Joy and via podcast at joy.org.au/escape pod.
Today on Escape Pod, Jo is not with us today. She's unwell, but we send her big hugs and love all the way to Burnley. But I do have special guests today. I have some amazing new young Melbourne talent who are starting to make it really big on the YouTubes, on the interwebs. They are both Melbourne girls, I'm assuming, and also travellers. And we're going to talk about their burgeoning famosity and travelling now, pre-fame, and then we'll talk later another time when you can come back and talk how it's travel with Beyonce and so forth. Welcome to The Leftovers and introduce yourselves. So we've got Helena and Pippa.
That's right. Thank you so much for having us. Yeah,
you're welcome.
Pippa.
Yeah. And
I'm Helena.
Helena, sorry, yep. I said
nope,
Helen.
All good.
Sorry.
OG.
Sorry. We cool?
We're cool now.
So welcome to Escape Pod.
Thank
now,
you.
If people haven't seen you before, where can they find you?
I'm gonna say Facebook is our number one, our numero uno, but also YouTube. Get on the YouTube, but Facebook's number one. We got it there.
Yeah, that's
jump
where our exposure has
leftover
been
sketch comedy.
Leftover sketch comedy. So it's sketch comedy.
Yes.
Okay. So how did this all come about? Where did it originate from? What was the seed?
I think it started with Nina and I would just often have just little ideas about, you know, we'd see something funny happen on the street, or we'd hear sort of a funny voice from someone we met or something, and we'd sort of play on that a little bit. We found it really funny ourselves.
Just us two.
And we sort of just, I think it really started just sort of improvising these little, you know,
bits
with each other, doing funny voices and everything. And I think it initially started with us actually trying to do like weird and wacky characters, you know, with like who looked different, who sounded different. And I think initially that's what it sort of was. And then after a while, after we increased our following, we found that people loved things that they could relate to. And so these weird
really
and wacky characters weren't so relatable.
Okay, so what were they, more of a pastiche of a bunch of ideas?
Yeah, pretty much.
Rather than something. Okay, so then you found your truth.
We found our true colours.
Was this on a yoga mat?
Yeah. Which, and of course the
universe. Ashram in India. The universe.
University audience was a big contributing factor for that. As soon as we did a uni sketch, people felt that they could really relate.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, so it was after that that, you know, and then after that you've seen sort of like commerce students and more Melbourne-based sketches, which I think people can relate to and therefore,
Okay, well, I'm going to play one goes for about 2 minutes. It's Mikey Inspectors.
Ah, yes.
You're both in this.
That's right.
We have a few that we're going to play throughout the day.
Lovely.
This one is definitely one of the highlights of the list, don't you think?
It's one of the ones that we really like too. Yeah.
Okay. You're on Joy 94.9. Just listen to Leftovers with Mikey Inspectors.
Doctor, could I see your Mikey, please?
Oh, yeah.
Concession card, please.
Oh, I think I left it in my other wallet. But I've got it.
No Mikey card, no Mikey concession.
Oh, no, like, I do have it.
Look, love, I'm going to have to fine you. You don't get special treatment.
Oh, I'm not asking for special treatment.
Okay. Yeah, either am I.
What?
Now, look, I know you're probably the goddamn cutest girl in school right now. Probably got all your boyfriends around you, but I'm not falling for excuses. Now, show me your ID, please.
I've got my student ID.
Yeah, is that ID?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, Alicia, yeah. Not related to Alicia Keys, are you?
No.
No, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Look, I'm really sorry. I normally do have it. Can I bring it down to the train station?
No, you can't just come down to the station. Because I know your type. You're probably dating the hunk of the basketball team. But no, I know types like you. No.
I don't really know what you're talking about.
And you probably got the lead in the bloody musical.
What?
What was it, Annie? Annie, yeah. You know there's other redheads in the world too. Other people. Better than you.
I'm sorry, but what's that got to do with anything?
Right, I'm just going to write down harassing officer on shift, sassy and unworldly like behaviour, discriminating officer on shift. Is that one S or two?
One.
Yeah, thank you, good.
Look, can I please just call my mum? I live 2 minutes away. It won't take that long.
Look, are you an adult or are you just going to act like a baby? Get your mum to come on down. Are you a little baby?
What?
Oh, I'm just a baby. I'll just get mum down to bring my concession. Oh, baby. You're baby who takes a train? You train baby? No such thing. No such thing. You're an adult and you take responsibility.
I do not know what you're doing.
Right, that is a $75 on the spot fine or a $223 fine. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say and or do will be held against you in the court of law. Do I make myself clear? And last but not least, I got one question. Do you know any single men?
That's
a little bit embarrassing.
That's a taste of the leftovers.
Is that what we sound like?
So difficult to listen to myself.
If you actually watch that, when you can see Nina, like if you watch it on YouTube, you can just see my shoulders like laughing in the background because it took a while to get.
We always have to cut because we're just laughing at ourselves, like
because a lot of that's just improvised as well. We sort of have a general and a lot of our sketches are. We sort of have a sort of a general idea of what we want,
right.
And we want it to go from here to here. But sometimes it's just like, let's just put the camera on. And that's Nina's forte. She's just very good putting the camera on.
So let's dial it back a bit. How long have you known each other? You went to school together?
We went to school together, but we're actually cousins as well.
Oh, you're cousins.
Yes, born together. Yeah.
I know. It's always a bit embarrassing as well. Like, oh, I do a sketch comedy show with my cousin.
Hang out with my cousin.
It doesn't sound very cool.
Hang out with her all the time.
Yeah. But we actually didn't start. Yeah, so we've obviously known each other our lives. And
We've got an interloper in the studio, Andrew. He's not talking at the moment, but we may get him to
spectator. We always need some spectators.
Moral support.
Yeah. So we were just pointing, which not a good thing for radio, but we're here.
Staring.
So the leftovers started out. You've known each other obviously all your lives. You went to school together, your family, and you decided you're doing arts.
Yes, that's right.
And Helena, you're doing
media.
Yeah,
it's like, what am I doing?
Yeah. Okay. is this to do with them both in a way, or is this completely removed and just fun? Or
yeah, I don't think so. Well, because how did this? It was sort of like I went overseas for a while, and then we got back, and we were sort of like, oh, let's do something. We're like, let's take control of our lives, and we're like, let's do something.
I'm an independent woman,
and I'm an independent woman. And so we were like, oh, let's make some sketches, or like, let's do something.
Yeah.
And because when we were younger, we sort of made videos and stuff with Andrew, and it was sort of like in the family. We were like, oh, let's make.
Are you another cousin, Andrew? You can nod.
Yes. Yeah, he's a third. Yeah.
All from different families, might I say.
Different families. Yeah.
Tight knit community.
Yes, that's right. It's very tight. Yeah.
But I think it also helps. We often say it that we're all doing sort of different degrees. We've all got something to fall back on that's a little bit different. Yeah, hopefully.
I don't have a backup plan.
Which has nothing to do with what we're doing here. So it is nice to have something different to do, but then it's also nice to come together and make something that we really enjoy making.
And also we love Saturday Night Live and all these like comedies.
I was about to ask you about the inspirations.
Yes.
Okay, so SNL.
SNL is one. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. How do you access that legally?
I'm not going to say on the air, on the waves.
Probably the same way I access it.
Well, I do remember watching a lot of it when we were younger at your house on Foxtel.
So did they broadcast on Foxtel?
Yeah, they used to. Who is Foxtel anymore?
I know.
I don't know.
Netflix is all
Rupert Murdoch. Yeah. Jerry Hall.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
And a lot of those guys who have come from that show have obviously done
huge
stuff.
Yeah, we love it.
And
the women breakout artists are just amazing. Yeah. Kristen Wiig, Amy Poehler, Tina Fey.
Yep.
Are they big inspirations?
Definitely.
Big inspirations.
Yeah.
We
Maya Rudolph.
Want to be them.
Maya Rudolph. Yep. I love Maya Rudolph.
Amy Schumes. Schuminator. So we love all of that.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah.
And Maya Rudolph can sing.
Oh, she can. Brilliant. Her mum was a singer.
Minnie Riperton. She was loving you.
I don't know.
Actually, I might try and find it and we'll play it during the break.
I love her.
And she is married to that dude who is
a
great director. What's his name?
We might have to YouTube that in our next project.
Cool couple.
The Google
I know, what a cool couple.
So big inspiration. SNL.
Definitely.
Where else do you get your inspiration from?
Just like life.
Literally, but it's a lot of it's we often, which isn't, I think, a great quality to have, but I found that we often used to mock our teachers.
So, oh, yes.
Teachers
some of our teachers had other family members.
Yeah, like had the funniest voices, or they do something in a particular way.
Any breakout teacher experiences?
Well, when we have this new way of like speaking, sort of the way we think adults speak. When we were younger, we'd be like. Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And definitely. Like using your hands a lot and really sort
and
of
that
like
came from
squinting and nodding. That's very adult.
Yeah.
One of our drama teachers used to speak like that, and we used to just love like,
it. Yeah.
Mm. A lot of face touching.
Yes.
A lot of face touching. Yeah.
Mm. It's deep consideration there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And like long pauses and then sort of sound. Yeah.
I had
and
another
far
teacher.
Away looks.
Definitely, definitely. A lot of thinking. I had another teacher who used to speak like this. And that's sort of when we did a sketch called Therapy, and that was loosely based off that character.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just used to love like that really deep voice.
Nice.
Yeah. But pretty much everything in a sketch has come from something we've experienced to some
definitely.
Sort of degree.
Yeah.
Whether it's at work or school or uni or anything.
So watch out, people, because if we meet you,
you'll be in it. My mum is always sort of like she'll watch something and she'll be like, is that my T-shirt? Or like, did you get that from me? Or like, oh, no.
Is that based on me?
No.
Well, I'm going to draw you out in some of your other very personal experiences, particularly travel, because the reason why we invited you on the show today is you did a brilliant sketch that's really just hit the nail on the head of so many young people when they travel. And the funny thing was, I'm twice your age, and it was exactly the same conversation that I had
really?
Back then. Yeah, and that's why I found it really hit the nail on the head.
Yeah.
I thought, is this still going on? Skatepod has the leftovers who have joined us, who are YouTube celebutantes. Is that...
I mean, you could say that.
I wouldn't go as far to say that. I think it makes it easier. Like,
but say it. we try.
So for the listeners who have just tuned in, explain the leftovers.
So we're a sketch comedy
group
from Melbourne. Who
uni students.
Yeah, who sort of base a lot of our sketches around Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
I guess our biggest sort of demographic is young... uni student types, sort of
what cool people,
sort of trying to sort themselves out, you know,
cool cats who just like understand what's going on.
Yeah.
You are mostly on YouTube and Facebook.
Yes.
So if people want to check out all your work,
yes, definitely.
Go to The Leftovers Sketch Comedy on YouTube.
And we actually have we've had an Instagram for a while, but be honest, it's been on a bit of a
going through
lull
a dry
period.
Yeah,
but we're back on and uploading photos like there's no tomorrow. So give us a follow.
On Leftovers Sketch Comedy Instagram.
Got some sweet pics on there. So.
Sweet. Yep.
And it's good as well because we have a few photos of like behind the scenes stuff and
Exclusives.
Well, you recently posted, I think it was in the last couple of weeks, sort of maybe a month ago, a sketch on Aussie travellers.
Yes, we did.
And why that really stuck out is because it's a very similar conversation to what I was having at your age 20-odd years ago.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play it now for everyone to listen to. It's a very funny 3 minutes, and we'll come back and talk to you about your inspiration of how that all worked out. Just explain the setup.
Okay, so I am I'm a travel agent in this sketch, and Pippa is the customer coming in to ask book a trip.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Oh, hi, how's it going? I'm Helena.
Hi, I want to book a trip overseas.
Oh, how exciting. Yeah, totally. So where are you thinking of going?
Well, I was thinking either Spain or Portugal.
No, I don't think so. I think you're much better in maybe France or maybe Italy. It's beautiful this time of year.
Oh, okay. Yeah, maybe.
And I mean, France is absolutely wonderful. I went there last year and I got my Wanderlust tattoo, and I honestly met the best Australians on my Kentucky tour.
Okay, so what do you think prices are for Europe at the moment?
Well, I mean, for someone of your height and width, I think we could get, let me have a look, a Kentucky tour for $6,000 for 6 days, or an $8,000 tour for 5 days, flights and accommodation excluded. So, yeah.
Oh, it's a bit out of my price range at the moment.
Okay, have you travelled before? Travelling's quite expensive, so when you factor in booze, cruises and pub crawls, it all adds up.
Is there anything that's not Kentucky?
Sorry, I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, like, is there a different company
coming in?
Like, if I didn't want to travel with a tour and I just wanted to travel by myself.
Okay, no, all right. So, so just looking here, we have the Bubble, Bubble, Boil and Trouble Tour of London or the Sherlock Where's My Holmes Tours of the Night. Which would you prefer?
I don't think I'll go to the UK.
Great, so I'll book you in. That's a 6-day tour. Great, so we'll have you stay at the city location YMCA and we'll have our local German man pick you up. He might hit on you and all your friends, but it's part of the experience, so...
Is there any way I can avoid that?
No, sorry, it's part of the package deal.
Yeah, I don't know if I feel very comfortable with that.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to be away for New Year's, so is there anything I could do?
Great, New Year's. Let me look up something Gen Y and depressing. Great, we have the local traffic light party.
Yeah, I might pass on that. But I was actually hoping to avoid Australians. I know that sounds bad. I just sort of want to fully immerse myself in the local culture.
I'm sorry, that's not possible. Australians are everywhere. They're like vermin. Unless you wanted to go to maybe North Korea, in which case I can get you a great deal. One way, no return. How's that sound?
Sorry, can you please just help me find a nice place to travel on my own for a couple of weeks within my price range?
Okay, let me look that up. Right, so I think I found a great deal. It's in your price range, it's very adventurous, and it's not in a tour.
Whereabouts is it?
Werribee.
You're on Joy 94.9. That's a sketch from The Leftovers, available on YouTube, called Aussie Travellers. And Pippa.
Yes.
You were nodding a lot, so were you, Helena? It seems like a lot of those experiences have been lived firsthand.
Well, they have. I agree. To a degree, yes. Well, I remember thinking about going overseas and thinking, okay, well, I'm going by myself. How do I go about this? And Nina had sort of recently got back from living overseas in London for about 2 years. And
so Helena's Nina.
Nina, oh, yes. Sorry. Yeah, I should say this.
Same time.
And she'd been talking
this
about...
Showbiz world.
Showbiz world. She'd been talking about the fact that she'd come across a lot of Kentucky kids from Australia. I think you do kids, go overseas yes, and kids, Australians are literally like everywhere. And people comment on it as well. You might go to a hostel and they go, okay, where are you from?
How Australia. Many Kentucky tours have you done?
Yeah.
None. Oh, what?
Literally. Or like the owner of the hostel, like, oh, where are you from? I'm like, oh, Australia. Like, oh.
I didn't know we had a Kentucky tour here.
I know, yeah, literally. I'll make a joke about it, like, oh, you guys are always here.
Yeah. Sort of. I remember going to a few hostels and meeting people who were like, that was their stop off on their Kentucky tour. And I was like, oh, what are you guys doing tonight? And they all, sorry to bag it out again. This is like just more of this sketch. Anyway, and they'd all just like sit in the back part of the hostel, like in the beer garden or whatever.
Drinking.
And stay there all night. Yeah. Mm. I'm like, guys, we're halfway across the road.
We're
like,
in Barcelona.
Barcelona.
There's food to overpronounce.
Go outside. Yeah.
Yeah, so there's something funny about a group of Aussies. And also I found without...
Here we
again,
go.
We are bagging up. But you can always spot an Aussie when you're overseas because yes. they're complaining about something.
And also they wear bintang like, and thongs.
Yeah, like, oh, how's your it's service been?
And backwards caps.
Yeah, because yeah. we've had terrible service. Mm. Like, sort of,
yeah,
you can kind of hear
complain.
It over. But
they,
again, we are Australian, so we can't, you know, bag
no
us
judgment,
up too much.
You know,
no judgment.
It's part of the world.
But yeah, it was something that...
So Uta, the chocolate-smelling German fiddle bunny. So where did that experience come from?
Actually, I feel like Andrew made that up. Did you? That was your...
Andrew, would you like
Andrew's
to go on air? I can power up a microphone for you.
I think maybe Andrew's had a bit of a German man flirty story. I don't know, maybe.
Not yet. But I am travelling.
Still waiting. Yeah, you are, yeah.
I had a similar experience with a French man, though. So.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I feel like there's always that overconfident flirtiness from... Just like a person showing you around. I feel like that's always just going to happen when you're away.
I think it's people like, working in the travel industry.
Definitely. Yeah.
It's like, I have
super
some power
friendly.
Over you
yeah,
right now.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
So, mate, I'll just walk into the next McDonald's, which is there, or the other one, which is there. We're in Paris
now. No. Exactly. I'm like, yes, it's right there. I can do it myself.
Yeah. I got it.
Yeah.
So the booking process, and it was quite interesting you were talking about using a travel agent, because I just assume people of your age just book everything online.
I didn't actually use a travel agent.
I never did, but like I realised that a lot of people still do.
Okay.
And because I lived in England for a while, and I met a lot of people who are Australian who ended up working for travel agents.
Right.
And yeah, they're still hugely popular because everyone books their tours and stuff through them.
Right.
And I was like, guys, it's all online.
One of my other co-hosts, Russ, owns a travel agency and he deals a lot with the LGBTI community. Yep. He's currently overseas for his 23rd birthday, isn't it, Russell? It's 27th time he's done it. And so people go to him quite frequently.
Yeah.
But I'm just surprised that your cohort being, can I guess, 21-ish? It was just my assumption that it was really driven by online and reference.
Yeah, I found it really surprising too. There's a student flight centre literally around the corner from my house, and every time I go past, I mean, depending on what time of year it is, but it's really full.
Yeah, like,
there's
I thought they were dying, but they're booming.
And all the people I met overseas had a travel agent with them.
Like, well, Russell always says it's like when you click online and so forth, fine, but you're on your own.
Yeah.
If something happens, you've got a travel agent who's in contact with you, has your email address, can SMS you stuff, can help you get on the next flight or into another hotel.
Definitely. And I guess like insurance and stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm literally like, what's the cheapest thing I can get? Like, I don't care if it takes 50 hours and bypassing about 20
chickens on board.
As long as I get there, it's
fine. As long as you get there, No, it's very interesting. I thought it was...
I remember I booked a super cheap flight to come home like a year ago.
Where were you flying from?
I was flying from Paris to Melbourne and I was like, I need the cheapest thing I can get. And this was just after the Malaysia Airlines flight went down, or the second one. The second one went missing, which was the first. Yeah, anyway.
The second one was shot down.
Yes, that's
that's
the one.
Right, yeah.
And I was like, and I booked the cheapest flight. It was a really dodgy airline. And I was like, oh my God. I might not get home. Mum and Dad, I love you so much. Yeah.
They're going over Ukraine twice.
I was genuinely so nervous and I was like, you know what? That was a great experience.
Yeah.
I didn't pay anything and it was, you know, a few humps and bumps, but we got there eventually. Yeah.
Excellent.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
So we were talking also about your YouTube and Facebook videos, and just now we were talking about your inspiration and how you do it. Is it true you do it all in one day?
We do.
We do. We try I mean, it's very hard. We've all got different schedules. We're all working, you know, all studying, different timetables. So we try and find one day during the week. It used to be once a week when we had a lot more time.
Yeah.
Now, sort of getting back into reality, it's a little bit more difficult. Mm. But every now and then we'll try and find one day where we can literally start early morning.
We say early morning, though, and we get there.
11.
Oh, we have a coffee.
Yeah,
we'll talk
have a bit
about
of a chat.
4 hours.
Talk about, yeah, and sometimes, I mean, it always helps if we've got a script in hand that we're ready to go. We know exactly what we're doing. But
sometimes we
don't
make it up. Sometimes. Like, those ones are obviously the poor sketches. They're the worst.
More editing.
More editing, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, it's great when we have a good script that we're confident about and we don't have to change anything. And it's just, like, we can shoot it in, like, 2 hours, edit. And it's done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Editing. You do it yourself?
We do.
A whole Mac Final Cut thing? Or?
Just say that Andrew is a big factor in our editing and
if Andrew wasn't here, we would be two embarrassing girls who can't do anything.
Who can't
Andrew
do anything.
Is sort of like...
Because it initially started...
The glue.
We wanted to do these ideas and then we knew Andrew was great with, you know, cameras and editing and computers, which we are not.
No.
And so that's when we thought, let's just do this together. And
Andrew's a whiz.
And you have been on as well, Andrew.
Yes, he has. Yeah.
Yes.
As the commerce student.
I have. I filled
yeah, commerce, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, when people went away, it was a bit hard because... That's why there was just a lot of me for a while.
Because it was 4 months you were.
Yeah, it was,
yeah,
a long
it was
time.
Just nearly 5 months.
Nearly 5 months you were in, what was it, Europe?
Yeah, Europe and the UK. Yeah.
Yeah. So what brought that on? Is it just travelling around
working? I always wanted to take a year off uni to do it. So I literally just deferred for the whole year, worked the first half, travelled the second half. So we knew that I was leaving and we sort of had that in mind with other ideas that we wanted to work with and other sketches and stuff.
We were hoping to do some sort of like, literally while Pippa was overseas and we're here, sort of, I don't know, like a Skype thing or whatever. That's why we had a Skype thing when she got back. But
it didn't really work.
But we were hoping to do like a I don't know, something while she was there, but we never got
it's
around
too
to
it.
It's
always
harder than it
is. It is hard. And you were sort of like in a different place every couple of days.
And Wi-Fi was hit and miss everywhere I went. So, it was a bit hard to do. But luckily, these guys really kept it afloat for the time being, because we were worried that when the group would sort of disperse for a little bit, that we'd lose all our followers, but these guys were able to...
Standing on the shoulders of giants.
Absolutely,
We gave it a go.
Yeah.
So this one here, where you're, Helena, you're playing former Miss Universe 2003 for summer holidays. Is this one of the ones when you were away, Pip?
This one, yeah. This
okay,
one, yeah.
So let's have a listen to The Leftovers on YouTube doing their sketch for summer holiday ideas. You're on Joy 94.9.
Means it's time to fill up those holiday schedules with activities galore. And here are some of my hot tips to fill in those long summer days.
Sleep for longer than your parents think is healthy. Browse Facebook. Browse Facebook again for any newer posts. Decide to make a delicious breakfast. Decide you're too hungry to wait. Think about how we're all going to die one day. Take advantage of the great outdoors. Change up your look for the new summer season.
Hey, how's it going? You free today?
Organise to catch up with your friends.
What about next week? Yeah, I'm busy as well, so... Okay. Bye.
Get down to the beach. Realise you hate the beach.
I know, actually, I know.
Make sure your friends aren't having more fun than you.
Congo looks good.
Plan for your next summer holidays.
Maybe Iran.
Because next year you'll actually travel.
Wow! So many possibilities. I know how I'll be keeping busy this summer.
That's Leftovers on YouTube. We're broadcasting on Joy 94.9. We've got Pippa and Helena, Nina.
Yeah.
I'm struggling with that. So... this all comes from a place of truth, doesn't
yes.
it? Yeah. So go through your inspiration again. How do you pull this all together?
Well, this one was actually every now and again we're sort of like, oh, we haven't done a sketch in a while. Let's pull something together. But this was literally like, oh, it's summertime. And me and Andrew were sort of like, you know when you're just sort of sad in summer and you're sort of like, oh, my God, I should be enjoying myself. I'm like, I've got all this time off. I thought about this for months while I was at school. And now I'm like, I do nothing with my days.
But also you're told to enjoy it, you know. It's like summer.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Like, and then you just – and yeah. or if you're like someone invites you out or whatever and then you can't be bothered and you're like, oh, I'm just going to have like a me day. But then you just end up doing absolutely nothing on Facebook, literally. You're just scrolling through all day. So that was
– pointing at a
yes.
atlas.
Yep. We often try and find – I mean, I can't say anything for that because I wasn't actually here when they did that. But we often try and find that if there is a period during the year where, you know, something's coming up, whether it be a big event, so whether it be the AFL Grand Final, whether it be – Valentine's Day, Christmas, whatever. We try and sort of conjure up, like, I don't know, think of something so that it is sort of
relatable.
Topical, relatable, and that it can maybe, be passed around our audience. I don't know if that'll be it. But yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was
so, the seething crowd.
Yes.
That's right. Yeah.
The Leftovers. Soon to be very, very famous. We've had some startling feedback.
Let's hope so.
Yes, from a listener. Thank you very much, listener, whose phone number ends in 006. The Leftovers, hilarious. Love them. And another SMS from another anonymous source says, someone should put them on TV. They are great! Exclamation mark.
Who kind.
So lovely.
I mean, if anyone
can you even
wants
imagine that feedback?
Yeah. We're always open to any television contacts if they get in touch with us.
Yeah. Well, that's how people get famous. I mean, Louis C.K., you look at...
Yeah,
we love really Louis C.K.
Love Louis.
Another
well, I was about to ask you before when we were talking about your influences. You've got a real Louis C.K. gritty, realistic touch. You know, camera, at face.
I think something that really resonates with us, not that we compare ourselves to him at all, but he just sort of tells it as it is, and there's nothing fake or phony.
Yeah, like
about
it's so
his stand-up.
Real. It's almost like brutally real. You're like, oh my god, like as in the show, Louis.
But even his stand-up is very sort of, it's very candid style. Which we love, because I think you don't see enough of that. No. I think there's something a little bit,
or people like think they're being super open and whatever, but then they hold back a little bit.
Yeah.
Whereas Louis just goes for it. Like he just like lets her rip.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a great entertainer.
He is. I think he's like a genius. I think he's
and
like
modern philosopher.
Yes.
He's got some great philosophy. That's so true, actually. Mm. Yeah.
So true.
He's got some really sort of good
insights. I also love Ricky Gervais so much.
Yep.
Yes. I think he is a genius as well. And I love that they're like friends. So, like,
are they?
Yeah, they are.
Oh, like, makes sense.
Yeah. And I'm like, can I like come in your friendship right now? Like, can I be like your friend?
Insert myself?
Insert myself. I'm just like, can I come in here?
Shuffling. So, do you guys know Amy Schumer? When's she coming over for vodka?
Exactly. Yeah, love it.
So, where to next? I know that, Andrew, you're about to do some travelling.
Yeah.
Are you doing that for inspiration or to find the swarthy
find
German?
Yourself.
I don't know.
Just kill time.
I have some friends going away, and I was like, oh,
I've got to glom onto this.
I'll just go.
Also, it's his turn now. Nina's been, I've been, now Andrew's turn to sort of like...
Your time to shine.
Fly the nest.
Yeah, I'm just not doing much in Melbourne, so I thought...
Are you studying as well?
No.
Oh, God, travel, do something.
I know, exactly.
He's actually finished his studies.
Yeah. Oh, you finished your degree.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah.
An arts boy.
Yeah, exactly.
So I guess employers are just knocking on your door, right?
Absolutely. We do have something that we're sort of working on at the moment, which is sort of different to Leftovers. Mm. It's a sort of a web series style,
like proper episode kind of like, thing.
Yeah, a story arc.
Yes, bit of a story arc.
A sort of non-sequential type.
Yes. But developing series. Characters.
Yes,
but with running themes and everything. So
tell us what can you tell us? Sorry,
because I guess the anything.
We've got no
reason
to
speak to your PR people.
Yes.
Well, again, nothing different in the sense that Nina and I are still going to be in it, and we sort of
surprise, starring us.
And we actually
Andrew doing the editing.
Andrew doing the editing.
Better be home soon.
It is just another Leftovers. No, but it is. Sort of situated around a function,
like
sort of
catering
company
sort of thing,
which we work for,
right?
Which we've actually all worked in before. We've worked for hospitality companies in the past.
Classic.
There's plenty of inspiration there.
Yes, and a lot of our friends work in the same industry as well. So I think,
and it's the same characters you find the stoner.
Yeah, absolutely. You got your sort of, you know, your businessman sort of, you know, superior type.
You've got your one lady who thinks she knows hospitality, like through and through.
Because she's been to so many functions.
Yes, so many functions. There's one person who's adamant that there's like egg in a meal when there's, you know, it's not,
there's egg no
doesn't
egg.
Exist in crumbed fish or whatever.
Yeah. Right. And what about the gluten brigade?
That is a thing
that
now.
I'm like,
you know, when I did this crap in like the early 90s, people didn't even know of gluten.
Yeah.
They just ate it.
They just
I didn't know
what gluten was. I still don't know what gluten is. Let's be honest.
Yeah, so that's sort of what we're working on at the moment. We're currently filming that. That's going to take a while, and
so
that will
be production.
It'll be a bigger thing as well, because we get more people involved in the sort of behind the scenes, like with the crew as well, but also on cameras. So
we sort of want to make it as professional as possible, because our sketches are quite low production values, which is fine. We don't really, it doesn't bother us. But this, we sort of want to make it like our thing, like we want to make it really good.
So once again, drawing from life experience.
Drawing from life, exactly.
And then creating this real Leftovers.
Yep. And we want to get, like, we've sort of built up a few great sort of, like, we know a lot of actors now and sort of people that can help out. We want to get some, like, really good performances out.
Talent.
Like, good talent.
Melbourne
talent. Yeah. So that is the plan. That's the next step for us.
Yeah. We'll still make sketches on the side as well when we can.
Hopefully. They're slowing down, which makes me sad because I love sketches. Like, I love doing them. But they're slowing down just because, like, all of our efforts are going into the web series for the moment.
Going to hear our last little vignette from The Leftovers, who are on YouTube and Facebook, who we have live in studio. But we're going to listen to Melbourne Girls Before Clubbing, and this is probably a classic story, perfect for a Saturday afternoon. You're on Joy 94.9.
Do you reckon I look too slutty? Slut is a word invented by men that they use to control women's sexual behaviour. There's no male equivalent.
But, like, seriously?
Maybe change your top.
Yeah. Actually, no. You know what? This night is about me. I don't care what men think and what men think I'm wearing. I wear what I want for my body, and I look good. I look, like, hot.
Yeah.
I look quirky.
Yeah, you do.
I look, like, underage, but in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
I look, like, sexy.
Yeah.
I look like one of the Sex and the City girls.
Oh my god, yes.
I look independent.
Yeah.
I look sassy.
Yes.
I look like I don't need no men.
Mm-hmm.
I look like I earn my own wage.
Hell yeah, sister.
I look like I can pay my own bills.
You look so great.
I look like I don't work at a house warehouse.
You look healthy.
I look like I went to uni. I look like I passed my subjects. I look like a studious person.
You go, sister.
I look like I've had life experience. And not in a dirty way.
You go, girl.
I look like I wear the pants in a relationship.
Yes.
I look like I take control.
Yeah, you do.
I look like a woman. I look like a 21st century woman. I look like I read books. I look like I read the newspaper. I look like I know words.
You do.
I look financially stable. I look like I can earn the dough, which I do. At Portman's, Sundays to Thursdays.
Oh, the leftovers. And I think most of us listening have heard that conversation before. How many times have you heard that conversation before going out?
Every time. It happens every time.
I'm like, an independent woman.
No one wants to say it, but everyone...
But self-empowerment.
Yeah.
Before getting out the door.
Yeah, we all need it.
Well, thank you to the leftovers. And if you want to... watch the rest of their videos, and there's a heap out there. Just go to Leftovers Sketch Comedy on YouTube, search for that, or just go to the Leftovers. Is it Leftovers Sketch Comedy on Facebook as well?
Just type in, I think it's just Leftovers. Just type in Leftovers on Facebook and it should come up.
Yeah, there's a TV show that comes up as well.
Yeah, there is.
So, just
very
look for,
different. The TV
two
show.
Strawberry blondes.
Thank you, yes.
Yeah, not hard to spot.
Well, we'll look forward to having you back when you've hit the big time and you're too good for us.
Let's hope.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks for coming on Joy at 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.